local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you along. We've got used to that nice dry air we had in place last week. Well, it's gone, and we're back to normal. 74 and sticky now at our studios. We'll check in with Dr. Bill for your forecast, but first, traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, looks like construction is going to be slowing up traffic about a mile section on Cottage Hill from Azalea to Japonica. The road will be closed due to a drainage project for about a month, and that starts this morning. McFarland Road and Johnson Road have got an accident with injuries. Also, state troopers are on the scene of an accident. Chichula-Georgetown Road at Highway 45. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident. Remember, Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, they're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Sean and Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, the traffic. We're all here for you this morning. Somebody on the text line talking about the streaming. Hey, we're working on that right now, but the streaming story actually will be combined with the story of we had another Waffle House robbery.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into the details of that. That happened early this morning. Also shooting at CC's Pizza. But the fact that the streaming's down is why the Waffle House that is not the one that was robbed, that's there, it's near Sage on Airport, but the one that's right here by our studios, west of 65 on Airport Boulevard, they were not, on Father's Day, were not able to be slinging hash browns yesterday.
Wow.
Because of, does that tell you how big the power disaster that happened here at this intersection was when Waffle House couldn't do their thing?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, Waffle House is always open. We talk about in hurricanes, mm-hmm. That the Waffle House index, right?
Right. Except they're not ready for a transformer failure here at the 65 Airport interchange. And also, it was one of those deals right across the street, O'Charley's.
Mm-hmm.
Their grid was still good, so they had power
oh,
on.
No.
Oh, yes. So,
right? I mean, 50 feet away.
Yeah, so Battle Royale there on the Father's Day Eaton. But no, yeah, so people that are having issues with streaming, we're working on it. We worked on this all day yesterday. Had a, let's see, one, two, three. Well, total is probably 9-10 hours from when it started calling me in the middle of the night. Transformer blew up here. The Alabama Power linemen were as many as, I don't know, I think at one point when I pulled back in, 12 to 14 linemen were here around our station.
Really?
Back here where the power comes in the building. At one point, they pulled out the chainsaws and were cutting down the hedges. You need to go look in the back because they had to get access here and had to replace lines.
That is catastrophic.
You know what that does when you have a huge bank, tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars of broadcast equipment that are tied to the power, even though we have massive amounts of battery backups and all that? How about this? It ain't good, y'all.
No.
We're piecing our life back together, and we will have the streaming up as soon as possible. It's just something we're working on and trying to work through this morning and do radio show. So as soon as it's up, we'll let you know. All right, 10 minutes. Then you can just listen over air, you know, the old-fashioned way. How about that? 610 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Moves out of Montgomery this morning as Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has appointed new members to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. On June 7th, the governor sent appointment letters to Walter Bell of Mobile, Melissa Morissette of Mobile as well, and Colonel Alan C. Spencer of Tuscaloosa. The new appointees will replace the three outgoing members whose terms had expired. In a letter to the new appointees, the governor said, quote, "I have made honesty and integrity a priority in my administration, and I know that you will embody these two virtues while serving the people of Alabama." The appointments are effective immediately, but are subject to Senate confirmation. The legislature is not scheduled for another regular session until next year. These appointments will last until 2022. A victim involved in a fatal vehicle accident this weekend has now been identified as 65-year-old Timothy Flynn. He died Saturday in a two-vehicle crash in Clark County near Jackson. Flynn is from Gainstown and was killed when his SUV that he was driving collided with a compact vehicle just before 5 p.m. That wreck happening on Walker Springs Road. The driver of the other vehicle has been identified as 29-year-old Antonio Hunt. He was also injured and taken to the University Hospital here in Mobile. State troopers continue to investigate this fatal crash. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, this is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. We have one question. Who will profit from the Mobile River Bridge project? Our traffic analysis show that 80,000 vehicles per day at $6 per vehicle for 55 years equals $9.6 billion. Why is ALDOT asking us to pay $9.6 billion for a bridge that costs $2 billion? If the state provides the same $400 million that they gave to the I-59 I-20 project in Birmingham, the total cost would be $4.2 billion, not $9.6 billion. Why are we being charged four times the amount of the cost for the Mobile River Bridge project? Why is Senator Shelby not looking for federal funding? Who stands to profit from this outrageous proposal? Hedge funds from New York and Connecticut and political insiders. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100 and Senator Shelby's Mobile office at 251-694-4164 and ask for answers.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man has been arrested and charged with shooting into an occupied vehicle or building. 28-year-old Xavier McConnell was arrested. He was booked into Mobile Metro Jail just after 9:30 last night. News 5 has contacted Mobile Police for details about his arrest. Hours before McConnell's arrest, Mobile Police responded to CC's Pizza on Airport Boulevard for a report of shots fired that took a suspect into custody near the intersection of Airport and Hillcrest Road. A man is on life support after he was hit by lightning. It happened at the corner of Corner Street and Shelby Street. That's in Mobile's Africatown community. Charles Jackson was on his mom's roof making repairs when he was struck. The bolt of lightning damaged the inside of the home as well. Construction begins today on a road project along one of Mobile's busiest roadways. About a one-mile section of Cottage Hill Road from Azalea to Japonica will be closed today. The city will begin work on a drainage project. Drivers are asked to use Azalea Road, Highway 90, and Demetropolis Road to get around that construction. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Good morning, quarter after six here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Auburn Tigers baseball team lost a heartbreaker in their first game of the College World Series last night. The Mississippi State Bulldogs rallied from a three-run deficit and scored four in the bottom of the ninth to beat Auburn 5-4. It was Mississippi State's 28th come-from-behind victory of the season. Edouard Julien put the Tigers' first three runs on the board with a 429-foot two-run homer in the second inning that tied the all-time mark for longest home run in College World Series history. And Julien added an RBI single in the fourth inning. The Bulldogs got one run across home plate in the sixth inning to make the score 3-1. And then the Tigers scored another in the eighth to retain that three-run lead. Then in the ninth inning, the Bulldogs were only struck out once, put six runners on base, and scored four runs to complete the comeback. In other College World Series games from the weekend, Vanderbilt defeated Louisville 3-1 in yesterday's opener. On Saturday, Michigan upset Texas Tech 5-3, and Florida State upset Arkansas 1-0. Today at 1 o'clock, Arkansas will face Texas Tech in the first elimination game of the series, and then at 6 o'clock tonight, Michigan will face Florida State in the winner's bracket. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Auburn will try to keep their championship hopes alive in an elimination game against Louisville, and then at 6, Vanderbilt will take on Mississippi State. In golf, Gary Woodland won his first career major title at Pebble Beach with a 2-under 69 in yesterday's final round. Woodland capped his weekend with a 30-foot birdie putt that put him at 13-under for the tournament, three shots ahead of second place Brooks Koepka.
Got it! Gary Woodland has won the U.S. Open.
Koepka was trying to become the second golfer in the past 114 years to win a third consecutive U.S. Open. He began the final round four shots behind Woodland and birdied four of his first five holes to get within one of the leader, but cooled down later in the round and finished with a 3-under 68. Xander Schauffele, John Rahm, Ches Reavy, and Justin Rose all finished tied for third at 7-under for the tournament. Tiger Woods had a couple rough days over the weekend. He finished tied for 21st at 2-under par. After the round, Tiger hinted that he won't play another tournament until the British Open at Royal Portrush on July 18th, saying, quote, "I think I'm going to take a little bit of time off and enjoy some family time." The U.S. women's soccer team beat Chile 3-0 on Saturday, picking up their second victory of this year's World Cup. Carly Lloyd scored in the 11th minute, setting a record by scoring in her sixth consecutive World Cup game, and then scored again in the 35th minute to become, at the age of 36, the oldest player to score two goals in a World Cup game. Julie Ertz scored the other American goal in the opening half. Both the U.S. and Sweden enter the final round of group play with 6 points from two wins, but the Americans possess a vastly superior goal differential. They'll face each other on Thursday before advancing to the knockout round. In minor league baseball yesterday, the Mobile Bay Bears beat Mississippi 6-2, ending the six-game road series with a win and an even 3-3 split. All teams are off today before tomorrow night's All-Star game in Biloxi. Bay Bears outfielder Brandon Marsh, catcher Jack Kruger, and right-handed pitcher Ryan Clark will represent Mobile in the All-Star game. Bay Bears will be back at home on Thursday for a five-game series against the Jackson Generals. In the major leagues, Josh Donaldson homered for a third straight game, and the Atlanta Braves crushed Philadelphia 15-1, the Braves' highest run output this season. Atlanta now leads the NL East division over the Phillies by 2.5 games. Around the rest of the league, the LA Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs 3-2. Milwaukee beat San Francisco 5-3. Pittsburgh got past Miami 5-4. St. Louis beat the Mets 4-3. San Diego won a barn burner over Colorado 14-13. And Washington crushed Arizona 15-5. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat the LA Angels 6-5. Boston beat Baltimore 8-6 in extra innings. Toronto shut out Houston 12-0. Cleveland shut out Detroit 8-0. Kansas City beat Minnesota 8-6. The Yankees beat the White Sox 10-3. Seattle doubled up Oakland 6-3, and Cincinnati beat Texas 11-3. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Fred.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, McFarland and Johnson Road, that's going to be an accident with injuries. Officers are on the scene. Also, Chinchilla, Georgetown Road and Highway 45. Two cars involved, an accident without injuries. As it looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway so far, no accidents or delays over to the Eastern Shore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
As you can tell yesterday from the thunderstorms, the humidity has moved back in, and Dr. Bill has details on how this work week lays out. He'll join us in just about 13 minutes. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Probation over. Federal Judge Keith Watkins has approved ending the probationary period for former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman 1 year earlier than planned. The U.S. District Judge ended Siegelman's supervision on the recommendation of the senior probation officer for the Middle District of Alabama, who notified the court last Tuesday that Siegelman had complied with all of the rules and regulations of supervised release and was no longer in need of supervision. Judge Watkins approved the request that very same day. Siegelman was released from a federal prison in Louisiana in February of 2017. He served his last 6 months of a 78-month sentence on home detention in Vestavia Hills and then started a 3-year period of supervised release in August of 2017. Now, back in 2006, a federal jury convicted him of bribery for appointing the HealthSouth founder, Richard Scrushy, to a state hospital board in exchange for he arranging $500,000 in contributions to Siegelman's campaign for state lottery in 1999. Scrushy also was later convicted. The body of a missing diver, he'd been missing for days, finally located Friday morning by search and rescue teams. Authorities are not releasing the victim's name yet, but we do know the man was in his 40s, and he had been using homemade diving equipment that he'd made, which was also found in the boat in Chickasaw Creek at Williams Brooks Park. The man went missing around 5 p.m. last Wednesday. Search and rescue crews from Daphne Fire and Rescue used sonar equipment, and the Alabama Marine Unit also assisted. Authorities responded to that area after someone reported that the diver had not resurfaced after some time. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:23, FM Talk 106.5. Yep, yeah, you step out this morning, you'll realize the dry air has left us, although you probably realized that yesterday during the thunderstorms. More of that today. Details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Also, I mentioned at the beginning of the hour, overnight, another Waffle House robbery, and we'll go to the scene of that robbery. News 5's Katarina Lukacic on scene. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
So this is not a new story. We've done these a couple times lately where a Waffle House has been robbed. Just last week it was in Daphne, now it's in Mobile.
Yeah, this is the fourth one in the last month that has been robbed. So this one here, this is the Waffle House on Airport Boulevard. It's right across the street from the mall near the I-65 interchange. So this one, this robbery was reported around 5 o'clock this morning. Sitting here, and it looks like one person is detained in the back of a police cruiser. Police have been talking to that man. Not sure yet if that is definitely our suspect. But detectives just arrived here going in going to speak with the employees and try to gather surveillance and things like that.
Now, I don't remember the times on the other two, but I know the one last week in Daphne was in the wee hours, some point, 1, 2, 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. This one at 5. I mean, I wonder if it's the other two were the same kind of deal and that this is somehow connected.
Yeah, well, when we reported the one last week, and those are the past three that we've reported, those didn't appear to be connected in any way. Because the first one was about a month ago, and that was at the one in Grand Bay. And in that one, two men went in, ransacked the place, kind of enforced employees back into a back room, and then took some money from the register. The one about a week after that was on the Waffle House on Moffett Road near University. That one, technically, the business wasn't robbed, but a man with a gun walked in and held up a customer at gunpoint and took some money from that customer. And then the one last week in Daphne, it looks like a guy brought in some kind of automatic weapon, fired around into the ceiling, and took money from some of the employees before leaving. So strangely enough, it doesn't seem like any of these are related.
Just I guess, opportunity. They think here's a place that's open when it's still dark outside, and Waffle House fits that bill. All right. Well,
right, and you have to think that a lot of people aren't in Waffle Houses at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, but I would argue that they do, I mean, they do have a better chance of being populated than another place, right? I mean, since they're open and you can get a late night crowd and an early morning crowd at some point, yeah, I'm sure there's a time in between when the party people have gone home and the going to work people have yet to get there. But I mean, I may or may not have been in Waffle Houses at 1 o'clock in the morning in the past, and there's people in there.
Yeah, I mean, there are some times that are. Maybe 5 o'clock in the morning, you're getting less of your crowd there.
True. Good point.
Than you would at 2 in the morning.
That, well said. All right. More information comes out on this. We'll check back with you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Katerina Lukatich from News 5, live on scene at Waffle House in Mobile. So that's four of them.
Unreal.
Four of them. You know, it's not all in the same place. And like Katerina said, it doesn't look like they're connected. Maybe just crimes of opportunity in this. But it's, it is of note. Because it's the same restaurant. Now, there could be four other robberies, and they would be a trend as well, but you wouldn't connect them, I guess, as easily in our minds as something as ubiquitous as Waffle House.
Yeah, I can't believe four in a row now, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's just unreal.
And then you had the gunshots at CC's Pizza yesterday. Yep, they're saying the right there at the intersection of Airport and Hillcrest, they have a suspect in that case. Talk more about that coming up. Y'all stay close. News 5 is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is recovering in Northwest Florida after she was shot twice last night by a man in a domestic dispute. Crestview police tell News 5 when they got to the home on West Bowers Avenue, they found a 32-year-old woman had been shot and a 19-year-old man with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Both people are in critical condition. An infant was in the home during that incident but was not hurt. That's all still under investigation. Alabama has three new license plates coming next month. The Alabama Department of Revenue says plates for colon cancer awareness, prostate cancer research, and thank alignment have exceeded a minimum of commitment requests. The plates cost an additional $50 and will be available July 1st. The College World Series resumes tonight. Arkansas faces Texas Tech. Loser goes home. Auburn is now in a must-win situation after collapsing versus Mississippi State. The Tigers held a 4-1 lead over the Bulldogs in the bottom of the ninth inning last night. Mississippi State would rally, scoring four runs to give them the 5-4 lead. The Tigers face Louisville in a win-or-go-home game tomorrow. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. The president's plans to map out a common sense approach for medical treatment allows terminally ill patients the right to try experimental drugs awaiting approval. Another plan by the president, TV drug ads having to list their prices, has made the drug companies mad, so they're suing the Trump administration over it. Big Pharma says people will see the prices, avoid those drugs, and besides, people don't actually pay that list price, they say. And besides, it's a violation of their freedom of speech. I wonder if the cigarette companies made that claim. But prescription drug prices are often unpredictable. Companies such as GoodRx are actively promoting their service to cut drug prices, but the Journal of American Medicine says cost has no effect when there's no out-of-pocket expense. But with an elevated cost, patients would be less likely to ask their doctors about those drugs. Meanwhile, there's been a movement in the last couple of years to entirely ban TV advertising by drug companies. And doctors are not that fond of TV ads that tell their patients what they should be taking. Just a thought, I'm Jeff Davis.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is urging world powers this morning to swiftly step up sanctions against Iran. If Iran follows through on today's announcement, they're going to deliberately exceed an enriched uranium limit set by the 2015 nuclear deal. Police in the Dominican Republic say they're getting closer to arresting the person who ordered the shooting of former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz. But Patrick Oppmann reports that generates some skepticism.
People here are somewhat skeptical of the police and of prosecutors because two of the suspects were already in prison serving unrelated homicide charges, and yet somehow they were able to be intrinsically involved in the plotting for the hit on David Ortiz.
At the Paris Air Show, France, Germany, and Spain have announced a deal to develop a joint European fighter jet and air combat system that could also control drones and satellites. It's dawn in Hong Kong. Some protesters still in the streets out all night calling for greater democracy. U.S. stock futures generally flat this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is playing down prospects of a major trade deal if President Trump and China's President Xi Jinping meet at the Group of 20 summit in Japan later this month, but he says he believes the two sides will ultimately get back to negotiations. Ross says the two might agree to actively resume talks and establish new ground rules and schedule. Negotiations fell apart with U.S. accusations that China backtracked on terms already agreed upon. China denies it did so. Oregon is on the precipice of becoming the second state after California to adopt a cap-and-trade program, a market-based approach to lowering the greenhouse gas emissions behind global warming. Supporters call it the country's most progressive climate policy, saying it not only cuts emissions but invests in transitioning the state economy and infrastructure to better prepare for more intense weather events as climate change worsens. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a 3-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, and I told folks if they, for some reason, didn't leave the house yesterday, the transition from that drier air to normal has happened.
Yes, it has. Actually, Saturday turned out pretty good. We still had some dry air, and it was a rather nice day. Temperatures Saturday around 90 degrees, and yesterday really noticed the change in the humidity or the buildup in the humidity. We did get up to 92 degrees, but the heat index yesterday did reach 100 and even exceeded 100 in some areas. So we're in for another rather warm day today, but we also have a little better chance now for some thunderstorms. We did see a few around yesterday, but today we're looking at an increase in the coverage of afternoon thunderstorms. That should keep the temperature in the upper 80s this afternoon. Now, tonight, the thunderstorm activity tapers off, and we may see some isolated thunderstorms tonight, low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, an upper air disturbance will be moving across Alabama, and that will increase the rainfall activity tomorrow. So tomorrow, a good chance for thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and into the evening, and the temperatures tomorrow will be in the upper 80s. Now, on Wednesday, that disturbance moves out. We have fewer thunderstorms and warmer temperatures. So Wednesday, about 92 degrees. Then on Thursday, another disturbance moves across Alabama, increases the thunderstorm activity for Thursday afternoon, keeps the temperature in the upper 80s. And looking way ahead now to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, high pressure will be building across our area, not only at the surface, but in the upper atmosphere. That reduces the thunderstorm activity, increases the temperature. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to be in the 90s, at least into the low 90s, and just some widely scattered thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. We may not see any rainfall on Sunday. So it's kind of back and forth here all through the week, but we will see afternoon thunderstorms. Whether there'll be a lot of them or just a few scattered thunderstorms, that's going to be the situation this week.
All right. What about in the tropics? What are you watching?
Oh, we're doing good so far. I mean, it's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico. The Caribbean looks good. And right now, it's quiet over the Atlantic.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. So you and I both spent time near the Gulf this weekend. It was your first Father's Day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, your first Father's Day.
And the baby wore a onesie to commemorate that.
Yeah.
Said my dad's first Father's Day. So you know I got a bunch of pictures with the baby and also put her, as dangerous as it might seem, 4 months old, in the pool for the first time. Just dropped her in and
just
let her
tossed
swim.
Her in. Saw you holding her like you're holding fine china in those pictures on Facebook. Good for you, man. So y'all enjoyed some Father's Day weekend.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great weekend. Got out there. You said it rained, but I didn't see a drop of it down there in Gulf Shores this weekend.
Well, you know, we get that with the sea breeze. A lot of times it'll rain. You know, it'll be on Dolphin Island. It'll just be sunny as it can be. And you can look north to Alabama Port, Fall River up there. And that's where the showers are. We got a lot of showers yesterday in the Mobile area. You didn't get them down in South Baldwin. But, yeah, so it's you didn't get it at your house? You didn't notice any wet at the house?
Did not notice.
How'd you manage that?
I'm not sure.
You'll probably get it later on this week.
Sure.
All right. Coming up, we'll check in with Kane for traffic. Also, Kelly's got her headline, 72 now at FM Talk 106.5.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Monday style. More updates coming up from Kane in the traffic department. Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Senator Vivian Davis Figures says she's changed her mind on vying for the role of chairman of the state Democratic Party, saying, quote, it is critical to have a chairman of the state Democratic Party who can serve in that capacity on a full-time basis. After careful consideration, I feel that it is imperative that my voice and focus remain in the Senate and Alabama legislature. Last April, the senator announced that she would run for the chairmanship, but now she says once again she's turning her attention to helping to build the party. Nancy Worley has held that role since 2013 and was reelected last year, but the Democratic National Committee, they ordered a new election after investigation into complaints as to how last year's election had been handled. Dr. Will Boyd and Tabitha Eisner are both challenging Worley for the chair. The position ultimately is chosen by the Democratic Executive Committee. A drowning victim in Destin has now been identified as 38-year-old Carlos Rodriguez of Baton Rouge. Last Friday around 2 p.m., Rodriguez was seen struggling in the Gulf of Mexico just off Gulf Shore Drive. Bystanders attempted to help the man, but they also were pulled underwater and they were unable to get to him before he lost consciousness. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234. This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man has been arrested and charged with shooting into an occupied vehicle or building. 28-year-old Xavier McConnell was arrested. He was booked into Mobile Metro Jail just after 9:30 last night. News 5 has contacted Mobile Police for details about his arrest. Hours before McConnell's arrest, Mobile Police responded to CC's Pizza on Airport Boulevard for a report of shots fired that took a suspect into custody near the intersection of Airport and Hillcrest Road. A man is on life support after he was hit by lightning. It happened at the corner of Corner Street and Shelby Street. That's in Mobile's Africatown community. Charles Jackson was on his mom's roof making repairs when he was struck. The bolt of lightning damaged the inside of the home as well. Construction begins today on a road project along one of Mobile's busiest roadways. About a one-mile section of Cottage Hill Road from Azalea to Japonica will be closed today. The city will begin work on a drainage project. Drivers are asked to use Azalea Road, Highway 90, and Demetropolis Road to get around that construction. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Good morning, quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Auburn Tigers lost a heartbreaker in their first game of the College World Series last night. The Mississippi State Bulldogs rallied from a three-run deficit and scored four in the bottom of the ninth to beat Auburn 5-4. It was Mississippi State's 28th come-from-behind victory this season. Edouard Julien put the Tigers' first three runs on the board with a 429-foot two-run homer in the second inning that tied the all-time mark for the longest home run in College World Series history. Then Julien added an RBI single in the fourth inning. The Bulldogs got one run across home plate in the sixth inning to make the score 3-1, and the Tigers scored another in the eighth to retain that three-run lead. Then in the ninth inning, it all came apart for Auburn on the mound. The Bulldogs were only struck out once, put six runners on base, and scored four runs to complete the comeback. In other College World Series games from the weekend, Vanderbilt defeated Louisville 3-1 in yesterday's opener. On Saturday, Michigan upset Texas Tech 5-3, and Florida State upset Arkansas 1-0. Today at 1 o'clock, Arkansas will face Texas Tech in the first elimination game of the series. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, Michigan will face Florida State in the winner's bracket. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Auburn will try to keep their championship hopes alive in an elimination game against Louisville. And then at 6, Vanderbilt will face Mississippi State. In golf, Gary Woodland won his first career major title at Pebble Beach with a 2-under 69 in yesterday's final round. Woodland capped his weekend with a 30-foot birdie putt to put him at 13-under for the tournament, three shots ahead of second place Brooks Koepka.
Got it! Gary Woodland has won the U.S. Open.
Koepka was trying to become the second golfer in the past 114 years to win a third consecutive U.S. Open. He began the final round four shots behind Woodland and birdied four of his first five holes to get within one of the leader, but then cooled down later in the round and finished with a 3-under 68. Xander Schauffele, John Rahm, Ches Reavie, and Justin Rose all finished tied for third at 7-under for the tournament. Tiger Woods had a couple rough days over the weekend. He finished tied for 21st at 2-under par. After the round, Tiger hinted that he won't play another tournament until the British Open at Royal Portrush on July the 18th, saying, quote, "I think I'm going to take a little bit of time off and enjoy some family time." The U.S. women's soccer team beat Chile 3-0 on Saturday, picking up their second victory of this year's World Cup. Carly Lloyd scored in the 11th minute, setting a record by scoring in her sixth consecutive World Cup game, and then scored again in the 35th minute to become, at the age of 36, the oldest player to score two goals in a World Cup game. Julie Ertz scored the other American goal in the opening half. Both the U.S. and Sweden enter the final round of group play with 6 points from two wins, but the Americans have a vastly superior goal differential. They'll face each other on Thursday before advancing to the knockout round. In minor league baseball yesterday, the Mobile Bay Bears beat Mississippi 6-2, ending the six-game road series with a win and an even 3-3 split. All teams are off today before tomorrow night's All-Star game in Biloxi. Bay Bears outfielder Brandon Marsh, catcher Jack Kruger, and pitcher Ryan Clark will represent Mobile in the game. Bay Bears will be back at home on Thursday for a five-game series against the Jackson Generals. In the major leagues, Josh Donaldson homered for a third straight game, and the Atlanta Braves crushed Philadelphia 15-1. That's the Braves' highest run output this season. Atlanta now leads the National League East Division over the Phillies by 2.5 games. In other games, the LA Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs 3-2. Milwaukee beat San Francisco 5-3. Pittsburgh got past Miami 5-4. St. Louis beat the Mets 4-3. San Diego won a barn burner over Colorado 14-13, and Washington crushed Arizona 15-5. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat the LA Angels 6-5. Boston beat Baltimore 8-6 in extra innings. Toronto shut out Houston 12-0. Cleveland shut out Detroit 8-0. Kansas City beat Minnesota 8-6. The Yankees beat the White Sox 10-3. Seattle doubled up Oakland 6-3. And Cincinnati beat Texas 11-3. And in NBA news, the LA Lakers and New Orleans Pelicans finally agreed on a trade that will send Pelicans six-time All-Star Anthony Davis to the West Coast. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reported that the Pelicans will receive Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and three first-round picks, including the fourth overall pick in the 2019 NBA draft. Wojnarowski said the deal will be completed on July 6th. It's 10 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's on North Florida Street, right? Yeah, North Florida Street.
Yeah.
Say it a bunch.
Yeah, right next to Old Show Road.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. All right, 6:50 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
In the the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still working an accident in McFarland and Johnson Road. It's going to be moved off to the side of the road with injuries. And state troopers there at Chichula and Georgetown Road and Highway 45. We look great across the Bayway, northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Just watch for the radar. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in the 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years, offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now, Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus, a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
652 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday on the way. This is interesting. Life's big milestones and how old average Americans are when we reach them. All right, we'll look at the averages coming up in just a second. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Cha-ching! Retail sale numbers are in for the state of Alabama, and these numbers are impressive. The Alabama Retail Association is attributing the increase to strong consumer confidence and a late Easter, which means shoppers, well, everyone had more time to spend more money leading up to the holiday. According to the Alabama Department of Revenue, these numbers were the strongest since 2006. Sales taxes collected in May for April sales jumped to $213.8 million for April 2019. That's up from $192.6 million in 2018. Consumers spent nearly 11% more with the state's retailers than in April of 2018. So a change in state law also led to major gains in online-only sales taxes, as the state collected nearly $19 million in sales taxes from online-only and remote retailers participating in the Simplified Sellers Use Tax Program. And across the U.S., May sales tax collections were also up by about 3.2%. The name Rodney Smith Jr., that may not ring a bell, but his kindness sure will. Smith is the Alabama man who has pledged to mow lawns for veterans in every single state of the U.S. His business is named Raising Men Lawn Care Service, and his generous efforts have gained national attention. As he continues to provide the free service to our proud vets, he says, quote, "I've come across so many veterans that are struggling to get their lawn mowed. If they served our country, we should step up for them. This is the least we can do. This is the last thing they need to worry about." You see, he traveled state to state in his own vehicle, and then Delta Airlines picked up his tickets for Hawaii and Alaska. Smith started mowing lawns back in 2015 when he was a student at Alabama A&M University in Huntsville. He's a native of Bermuda, and he came here to the U.S. in 2009 at the age of 16 and attended a boarding school in upstate New York. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:54 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Yeah, I saw this from the Mirror. This is a roundup of when people did hit these lifetime milestones first.
Like okay.
The average age. New survey looking at big milestones we hit by age 30 and when we hit them, the average person, what they did. Okay, so 2,000 people in the poll about major lifestones up until the age of 30. So the average person made their first friend at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Does that seem...
I feel like I might have made mine a little earlier than 5. I mean, I was playing football at 4, so I would hope that I had a friend.
Love the fact you're playing football at 4. Precocious. First, learned to ride a bicycle. No training wheels.
Ooh. I think I was maybe 7 or 8 when
okay.
I... Okay,
7. A... 7 is exactly right.
Okay.
You didn't say 17. No, 7.
Still working on that one.
Learned to swim.
Probably 5, 6.
Okay. Average was 8.
All right.
You know, you live somewhere like we do where it's warmer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was... You know, I've talked about, I was 2.
Yeah.
I think I was 2 years old.
You were already swimming triathlons at 2.
Swimming for sure. Rode the first roller coaster or flew for the first time or also broke the first bone, age 14.
14. Okay. I think unless the nose counts. No, I did break my hand. So 25, yes. My first broken bone.
Let's just tell you about my friend here. It's the broken nose, broken hand.
Mm-hmm,
guys, y'all take something from that. First kiss.
Well, I got in trouble for kissing in kindergarten.
Right. Well, that's what I was, because I said the average age was 15. And I wonder what kind of kiss, because I did the...
Mine didn't count.
Right. Because there were... Because, like, kissing girl, like, there was, like, there was a little run there in kindergarten before the girls contracted full cooties.
Right.
And then they had cooties.
Yeah,
and
then you couldn't touch them for years.
Right. And then you get to be in your teens, and you go, well, I think the cooties is... for some reason, I think that might be okay again.
Yeah, the government lied to me about the cooties.
That's right. First concert...
Oh, man, early on. I was in Nashville, so I think I saw Vince Gill when I was 4.
Wow.
Something like that.
Well, 16 is the average. 17 is also a big year in this. That's when the average person went on their first date, had the first real boyfriend or girlfriend, and got their first part-time job. You know, we didn't had... You said first date. See, we'd have dates, but then you weren't actually dating. You were going together back then in the 80s, which was, like, less than dating. It was, like... It was like it's like the junior varsity of dating, going together. Fell in love for the first time, average 18.
Mm-hmm.
First broken heart, average 18. And in the 20s, average age, people moved out of their parents' house, 21. Went on their first big road trip, 21. Bought their first car, 23. Got fired for the first time, 24. Got engaged, 25.
Mm.
Got married, 26.
Wow. I line up right on with those.
Yeah, I was a little slow to develop on a lot of those. All right, we'll get your rankings over on the text line, 343-0106. Let's check in with News 5.